pretty good tempo, just kind of tightening things down. Some of the most common things that we do on offense and defense. And I think that, you know, just another run through of it again, it went pretty good. So I'll open up for questions. What's that?
Cecil's had a couple good practices. He's probable. What's your plan for him on Sunday?
Well, I think that we'll see how he feels today, but it went pretty good out there. So obviously if everything goes good and we get the report, then he'll start.
In better shape than you thought he'd be a receiver maybe earlier in the week?
Yeah. You know, and I think that was part of the reason. I think one of the questions was he had the helmets off. It was, just to get guys like Alan Hearns a chance to get out there and run so we could take a look at him. And just overall, I think that we had two really good hard practices. And then to come back and just more of a mental approach. You know, still ran the routes and things like that, but I think really wanted to focus on that.
So do you think you have to make a roster move? Do you feel good enough about Hearns and Shorts?
Everything that I know right now, Hearnsy practiced pretty well today, so we feel pretty good about that one. Harbert, that's 50-50. We'll still take a look at that.
Did you guys have Billy Donovan talk today?
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about
him? He was really good. Coach Donovan and I have talked numerous times over the past couple of weeks. I think there's similar philosophies. And just going back and forth, and we also wanted to visit, and so it just worked out for today. And then I asked him, as long as he's making a trip, if he would speak to our team. He did a great job. Great job.
What was his message? Sorry.
You know what? His message was about trust, and really a deep love for your teammate. And I think that it's something that resonated with our players. I think that our players really are connected and are close. But I think he challenged him to take it to another level.
As far as Marcel Jensen, have you guys established kind of what you foresee with the tight end?
Yeah, I think we have an idea. We wanted to see Mickey, how he did today. And I haven't had a chance to talk to the offensive staff. I watched him pretty close. I know that he feels pretty good about it. But we'll just see, how he came out of today, and then we'll make our decision.
Was today's practice, was that like tomorrow's practice?
No.
This was a little bit higher
tempo? Yeah, higher tempo.
Okay. First time you've done that?
No, if we have a Thursday night game, we've done it. So there's been times we did it. But I think the reason why we did it today is just more the mental, really concentrate on that. Just kind of switch the tempo up, helmets off, really concentrate on the mental side of things so we can eliminate some things that we can control.
Well, earlier in the week, Winston said that he was going to talk to you about some of the
penalties. Yes, he did.
What was sort of the message for you?
Well, we talked about it, and it's difficult because you want him to continue to be aggressive, but he's got to make smart decisions. And that was the whole talk, was continue to be aggressive. But those decisions that you're making now are affecting the team, and you have to take those out of the game. And he really, I think, recognized it, and he came to me on it. And so we had a good talk.
Are his aggressive mistakes the penalties, or is he staying in the right position?
He's playing pretty good as far as positioning. It's just, at the end of the play, some of his decisions. Mm-hmm.